Microphone array. Can anybody hear me now?
Yes.
Can hear me now. Okay, good. Yeah, I'm on a different computer, so. Oh. Thing is the view, yeah, view of the speaker. Hey. Begin pause. Yeah, there we go. Everybody should be able to hear me now, I think.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I did say something, but it didn't go through and found out I was muted. But I said that I hate to say it, but I'm feeling good today.
It's good that you're feeling good.
In the illusion, I guess.
It's the only place anything can be felt.
What's that? Oh, it's the
That's
only
the
reason.
only place anything can be felt.
Yeah, I guess so.
Without a body, there's no feeling. Body helps with the illusion and keeps the appearance of something feeling something. That's how you know you're in the illusion. Body, no body. Concept of body is impressed that everything is illusory. Concept of body is not impressed. This is the reality.
So I guess nothing in the illusion can be absolute.
Yeah, illusion is just that. It's illusion. It's things that are not. So nothing that is not can be anything. Anything you can talk about is illusion.
Yeah.
Speaking within the illusion. And you can easily just say, okay, do I need a body? If this body was not available, would I be able to speak? No. So all words are in the illusion, conceptual. If there wasn't a body, would I be able to hear anything, understand anything, work? Would I be able to move about? No. So all that's an illusion.
So, although a thought will tend to make me think that the body is the starting point of all experience, it's actually also the ending point of all experience. So it's not really neither one of the start or the end is not the start or the
But you both are appearing to you. To have
Yeah.
a start and an end, there has to be something that's not starting or ending. A base, a foundation.
And that's why I feel good today, is because like I've said, once in a while, in the morning when I get up, I have like flashes of insight. And I had a subtle flash of insight today that there is nothing but am. There is nothing but, it's not like it's my am, but it's everybody has the same am, I guess. So it's just, and then it just became kind of clear to me a lot of other stuff that it can't really be other than I don't know, it's hard to put into words, but it can't be other than presence or whatever you want to say.
Even presence is an illusion because it appeared, and when the body is no longer available, the sense of presence will not be appearing. But to whom it appears will be, you are. That's why, oh, I exist. Well, I had to be there to know the sense of existence. When the sense of existence is not there, I still very much am.
And so, I said over time, all the stuff you say and that the Ramakant says and the Sargadatta or anybody who's talking about non-duality, it's becoming clearer as not really questionable. It's a good feeling. But that doesn't mean all feelings have to be good either.
When did feeling come? When you identified with the body. Body's not your identity. Feelings come and go.
So I was going to say, well, it just occurred to me, I could ask, well, where did these flashes of insight come from? And they don't come from anywhere else other than,
They come from mind, ego, intellect.
yeah.
Again,
But
insight. In order to have insight, you have to use mind, ego, intellect.
yeah.
Direct recognition doesn't require an insight. It's just you are. You don't need anyone to tell you are, and you don't have to figure out that you are. You just have to stop identifying with the illusory something that you believe you are and just remain as yourself.
Yeah.
Not even remain because you are. Like you can't remain because remaining is also within the illusion.
It's all kind of memory based, what pretty much.
Well, direct recognition. Oh, so that I am that. And that's it.
There's no
Go
memory
about, do your
involved.
job, do your duties. Don't worry about illusion. Don't worry about anything because nothing is. You are, nothing else is. Accept yourself as self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master, no disciple, no nothing, 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 no world, no experience, no experiencer, no witness, no witnesser, nothing, nothing, nothing.
Ranjit Maharaj used to always say, everything is nothing.
Yeah.
From zero to zero.
Yep.
So everything that I thought I knew or think I know is could call it word salad.
Yeah, I mean, because again, it's just as if you were dreaming. You came up with the concepts of the knowledge of the universe, and then you woke up. Oh, the appearance of the knowledge of the universe appeared in your dream, and you thought, oh, this is it. This is what it means. But then you wake up, and the dream is gone. And you know you were only dreaming. When you know yourself in a real sense, it's the same. Oh, you know what? I've done the work. I know myself in a real sense, but this is a dream.
So somebody that maybe doesn't know what we're talking about, they could just call what we're talking about word salad too, but there's something about it that's beyond the words.
Well, again, you have to investigate. You have to spend the time with you and investigate, and then you won't need words because you just want. Like if you put in the effort, as long as you're holding this body form, you put in the effort to meditate, sit there, sense of presence, existence, I am. And then as Nisargadatta Maharaj says, it exposes all the secrets.
Everything becomes self-evident because there's nothing other than
Because now you keep this sense of existence, sense of presence, I am in your awareness. And you continue to do that, then you shift the focus of identifying with a body form so that eliminates the world, eliminates the thoughts, eliminates everything. Oh, I'm this sense of presence. But then after some time, this sense of presence is known. So even this sense of presence, although it's the first subtle kind of illusion, I am not this. And whether presence is there or not there, I am.
So at that point, there is no shift in focus.
There's nothing to shift. That's that black hole that sucks in all concepts. Even the concepts, I have no concepts, is gone. This is why the concept world, birth, death, all these things, it just won't make any sense anymore.
But it does change the way you feel. I can notice that I was feeling like self-involved according to what I think I myself is, and then at some point, that type of seemingly known own self just kind of loses its ability to attract my identifications.
Again, if you don't have a hook, you can't hang a hat. If you're not identified and being pressurized in a body form as this is me, then there's no self-interest because there's no self.
Could think of this as being funny or hilarious or cute or something. I was thinking today that it's kind of I can have this point of view that it's cute, that my mind does all these tricks to try to make it seem like it exists.
No mind, no cute, no tricks. Trying to figure it out intellectually, trying to use mind to try and discover mind. Nope. Just remain with yourself with self. And there will be nothing there.
But
You
I
are
have
just.
done, my analyzing my experience has brought about sort of like a process of elimination of what no longer has to be identified with.
Okay, again, and just that's all within the dream. When you wake up, it means nothing, as you know, because in again, inside the dream, okay, I've figured out the sense of life. I understand this. I even know that I'm a dreamer and that all this is untrue. But then you wake up, and even this knowledge was no knowledge was nothing. Like you woke up. So everything that was in the dream, you can just set aside. You could say for a time within the dream, you were pretending that you were on a little journey, but after waking up, you know, oh, it was just a dream. The same when you know yourself in a real sense, the concept of spirituality, of all these sort of things, it just dissolves. Like you don't have enough you there to stick a concept to. And yet, you can very much body's available, do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities. And yet, you know, it's just a long dream. I hold a body and I hold all the bodies. All the bodies are moving about and seeming like they're doing things, but it's just one you, all within you. And you, the you that you are, is not moving. Is not moving around, is not changing, is not experiencing, is not nothing, nothing, nothing. Entire world, boom, gone. You're unaffected. Like there's absolutely no effect.
It's like you can, I can remember a dream, but when the dream's over, it's over, it's gone.
Well, when you wake up, you destroy an entire world and eliminate thousands of people, right? I mean, you populated this whole world, all this stuff. You wake up, boom, oh, it was just a dream. And when you know yourself in a real sense, you know this entire world, oh, it's gone. You've destroyed the world and everyone in it because they were not. They never were separate. You know this. Simply by knowing yourself, you know all. Because there is no all other than yourself. When this knowledge comes, oh.
Really, that was the message of Jesus too. How many people were, some people get it, I guess, but
Well, there's no people.
well, there I go.
And then someone would ask, well, how am I supposed to function in the illusion if I know myself as not anything to do with the illusion? Well, but all of this is happening very quite nicely. There's no need to like try to do anything.
That's sort of the spontaneity of it, I guess.
Well, because when you're not here, kind of protecting yourself and having these concepts pressure. That this is me and it's so important. These things are happening to me. Oh, why is this happening or whatever? If there's a you there, even a subtle you, these concepts can stick.
There's no spontaneity there at all.
When you know yourself in a real sense, there's no place for a concept to stick. You just do your job, you do your duties, you go here, you can still have entertainment, go to the movies, enjoy. Invest if you want to invest, do retirement, go boating, but there's not a need to create a you to do any of that. It's just like, oh, okay, how would John do this activity? No.
There's, I was gonna say, we're talking about this. You could say, well, there's no sense talking about it, but there's also no sense in not talking about it. It's just whatever,
Yeah,
I
it makes no difference. I mean, we talk about it just to be able to refresh the memories. Oh, so that I am that. I'm not any of these things. You read the books. The books say, accept yourself the self, no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. You put that into practice by remaining with yourself the self and going about doing your job, doing your duties, and you see, oh, accept yourself the self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. No striving, no struggling, nothing.
then I also have I have to worry about, well, there's a part of me that worries about, well, I might start, I don't feel like I'm identifying right now, but I know identification is waiting right around the corner as long if I buy into it, That's why I guess devotion is comes into play.
Of course, devotion, because if I'm sitting there saying, I know everything, I'm now outside of the illusion, then egoistic spirituality comes about. I know. But if there's no you there, then there's nothing to know. And you can keep humble, remaining humble. Master says, listen to bhajans three times a day, bow to the master. Thank you, master. Thank you, master. Thank you, master. Everything comes from master. Because that's true. You are master. Everything is coming from you. And this body form that you identified with for a time is within yourself. So you bow down, you say, oh, thank you, master. I told you, I do this all the time. Nice parking space. Even today, I have a very nice parking space out front of my apartment. And I was like, oh, thank you, master. This is a very good spot. Delicious meal. Thank you, master. This was very delicious.
But somebody might say, well, why don't you think when bad things happen? Why don't you th
I
think that?
would no, I'll say thank you for that too. Some many
I
times,
think
like something goes a
it's
little
a
awry or something happens, and I'm like, thank you, master.
because it helps you to not identify, I guess.
Just like we talked about last week, the commute, when you have a commute without you there. You see, you create the long commute, the frustrating commute, all these sort of things, because you sit there and you identify in the moment and you're saying, and you can see this, anyone, even outside of, oh, I'm not really a spiritual person. But when you're in that zone of just like, okay, now nothing's bothering you because you're not so deeply involved in everything. If there's a you there, concepts will stick, even a very, very subtle you. That's why Maharaj says, don't fall back into the illusory ditch. The main thing of, I know, this is corrupt because you say, I know. Well, there's nothing to know. So anything that you know is useless. The knowledge itself, the sense of existence, that knowledge of existence, that knowledge, when they talk about knowledge in the books and they say, oh, this knowledge, that subtle sense, and everything is appearing on this. And yet, this knowledge, the knower of the knowledge, whether knowledge is there or not, you are. Whether the sense of existence is there or not, you are. Knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. Somebody had to be there to say nobody's there.
That's the M that I reckon that was recognized, that recognized itself or whatever this morning. It's just pure M.
You'd say
This
pure I. Forget about the M. Pure I. Any word will do.
Yeah, well, when I say am, I'm forgetting about the I. It's not an I and an am. It's just one or the other.
Well, but I is universal. When you say I, you're actually saying presence, and the entire world is appearing on presence. So if you say I am or I exist, that sense of existence is a known by you. You know this because body form is available, but you're prior to this.
It actually kind of makes sense because I have never known myself or any experience, objective or subjective, unless I was there.
Yeah, you cannot know yourself. You are yourself. And everything that's known is other than yourself, including the sense of existence. It is other than you.
That's why it's illusory.
And that's why the more you remain with the sense of presence, the more you know it's my presence. Therefore, just like my car, my house, my body, all these are additions. They're not even needed, but you could say it's addition. The sense of presence, whether presence is there or not, you are. And as you remain identified totally with the sense of presence, it eliminates the world, it eliminates thoughts, it eliminates everything so that you can concentrate more on yourself. And by concentrating more on yourself, it just simply means the direct recognition also that I am that. And whether presence is there or not, I am. So now from this state, you know, like, how does the world affect you? How does life and birth and trouble and death and anything affect you? Because even the sense of existence, you do not need.
But I, if I identify with the biology, as if the biology is somehow able to make itself, it has, it can't, biology can't be present unless there's something that is other than the biology, I guess.
And again, just like we've talked about before, two lumps of goo get together and make a lump of goo. All of that is within the illusion. And then you're sort of impressing, the holder of the body is impressing the body consciousness as this is me. And that's done when mom and dad say, "Oh, good job, Keith. You did so good and eating all your vegetables. Oh, Keith, you made a mess over here. Very bad job." And you take the sense of doership and you start to populate this individualized sense of consciousness of this is me. These are the things I do. I need to do more good things to get more reward, less bad things for less punishment. And the pleasure and pain principle starts to come in. I don't want this bad stuff happening. I do want this good stuff. So I strive and I struggle.
That's why every being, not only humans, strives for its what it seems to be itself to it what seems to be itself.
Because just like Maharaj said, even the presence in an ant, if you pour water, the ant runs, scurries away because it wants to protect the body. Because the only way you know that you exist is with the body. And you think, "Oh my gosh, if this body's not here, I don't exist." No, the knowledge of existence won't be impressed, but the one that knows the sense of existence very much will be. So, yes, protect your body as is needed. Go to the doctor. If the doctor is saying you have some issue, then take care of the issue. But don't be so, "Oh no, without this body, what happens to me? After this body falls, where does my soul go?" All this sort of thing. It goes nowhere because you are everything. And there is no birth or death. I think Nisargadatta Maharaj says the one that is born will die. That body. The body, the lump of goo that was created from just this gooey stuff, fed, watered, fed, watered, fed, water, and it grew. This will die. Basically, die, decompose, and be done. Back to the five elements, so to speak. But you, have no effect, no effect for you.
And if I find it interesting that things can grow and die, it's still just,
It's a dream because of the body.
if I have interest in it, it
Prior to
kind
beingness, did you know anything about birth or death? No.
of, so interest actually causes identification in a sense.
Well, identification is just because there's a body form available, you believe this is me. And if there's an object that you're identified with, then you see other objects. The space in the room has no identity as the space in the room, therefore, it doesn't know that objects appear within it. But if I'm an object within the space in the room, then I look at other objects. Here's an object in relation to this object. Here's an object in relation to this object.
So the interest is the identification, you could say.
Well, if you believe yourself to be an object, you will see other objects. When you know yourself in a real sense, then this is all occurring within your own self, including this body. And then you could say, when this body drops and there's a funeral, well, I'm in all the other bodies looking at the body that I used to believe was myself, but is not. But there won't be this.